You're listening to the State of Women Radio Network, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on women and girls, with your host, Michelle Jaffe.
Welcome to Women Investing in Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe, and we are so glad to have our guest on the show today, Sherry Gideons, President and CEO of Sherry Gideons International, who will be sharing with us how to create a better version of ourselves from the inside out. So that's a very important topic that we know that you all will enjoy. So Sherry, how are you today? Welcome to the show.
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
It's an honor. So just to get started with our conversation, I'd like to know from you, what motivated you to start your work with female empowerment and the topics of health and wellness, if you will?
Well, I started out in my early 20s with a desire to get into the fitness industry. And it was the early period of the fitness industry when, you know, bodybuilding and fitness were really just getting started. And my ex-husband got stationed in Europe and I was asked to join the Army powerlifting team. When I came back from that to the U.S., I merged into what we call the pro bodybuilding industry. And the industry was really trying to determine at the time, you know, how they wanted a woman to look. Going back to the early days of that area, women looked really beautiful. I mean, if you go back to the first woman bodybuilder, Rachel McLish, she looked like a beautiful, graceful fitness woman with, you know, small muscular development. And so in my particular case, I ended up going through that industry trying to fit into the evolving expectations of that industry. And eventually, you know, sports enhancement drugs came into play and I was constantly trying to meet up to the expectations of that industry, hoping to be accepted and loved, hoping to achieve success. And it really played a huge and put a huge impact on my self-esteem, my self-concept, trying to fit into other people's opinions and expectations. And of course, eventually, my downfall, which in 1997, I experienced a near-death experience. I had a massive heart attack and had what we would call, and many of us have read about, I had a trip to the white light in which I was shown my life completely over. And I was also shown the many potential purposes that I had come in this lifetime to potentially fulfill. Now, when wow. I was, yeah, it was an interesting time for me because, I had been given such an amazing gift, an amazing second chance. And that second chance was to empower women, young girls and children of all ages to discover their own greatness and to live extraordinary lives. Mm-hmm. Well, what I didn't realize, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, what I didn't realize at the time was I wasn't told when I was going to be this woman mm-hmm. and that I needed to find out who I was on the inside and to eventually share that with others.
Right. I mean, what I think is so incredible about this story is that many would, you know, approach a near-death experience and kind of shrink back from that and be too timid to try to take a risk or to pursue a dream. But what I find that's so inspiring is that your journey to self-discovery, you know, has turned out to be such an amazing thing. And then you went on to start the Sherry Gideons International, this great, great movement, this platform. So can you explain more about how that came to be?
Well, you know, as I mentioned, I had to discover many things about myself. I had to have the desire inside myself to, you know, share this with others. And, you know, I was one of those believers that, you know, in order to share steps and solutions with others, I had to be able to live it in my own life. So a lot of it required me looking at areas of myself that, you know, weren't serving me, areas of myself where I was judgmental of myself, where I was hard on myself, where I didn't believe in myself. And then I was constantly being, you know, guided by the decisions I made through other people's opinions about who I should be and who I was. And so I had a deep desire to start this, you know, movement where I could really share my authentic self, my best self, and to help other people do the same, to love who they are, to love life, and to help other people do the same.
That's so incredible. And now I'd like to remind our listeners that you are listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls, and we're talking with our guest today, Sherry Gideons, who has been sharing her story, her journey to self-discovery, and how she was able to create something so great to help empower women and to help them find the best version of themselves as well. Now, Sherry, we're going to shift the conversation just a little bit and talk about your work with empowerment, primarily with the empowerment of women and specifically for entrepreneurs now. Now, you did something very special with Uber, the Uber-driven women event. And if you wouldn't mind telling us first about what the Uber-driven women initiative is.
Well, the Uber-driven women initiative is to create 1 million women Uber drivers by 2020, to empower women to be entrepreneurs, to live a life of freedom, to recognize that they have a choice to love what they do, you know, share that with others, and to continue to create other dreams and goals in the process.
That's amazing. Now tell us about your experiences at the Uber-driven women event.
Well, the beautiful part about it is obviously whenever we gather together as women in community and we share, you know, the different experiences that we go through, the things that we love about driving for Uber, why we do it, you know, because obviously the why is so important. But what was really special is that, you know, we each got to share a little bit about ourselves. I mean, one of the things that they did with the photo booth was they created a board, you know, Why I Drive. And it was so amazing to actually look at each person's board and see what she was posting. Mm-hmm. You know, it was
Absolutely.
Really, really special.
Right. Now, these women, they're taking the initiative of creating kind of their own career by becoming drivers instead of having the typical corporate job where you have a boss and you're just an employee. I mean, how fulfilling is it for these women to know that they are in charge of their own career and that they are in charge of their own success?
Well, it was very fulfilling. I mean, let me just start with my reason why. I mean, I moved out to Phoenix from LA a little over a year ago, about a year and 3 months, almost 4 months ago. And I was a business consultant in LA, and I was empowering people there through, you know, consulting for one of the largest dealerships in the world. And I came out here and I was looking on Craigslist for work, and I had not worked a normal job in 30 years. And I've been, you know, creating my own time and different job opportunities for a very long time. So long story short, I had never heard of Uber, and so I decided to research it a little bit further. And I always say to my clients, love what you do. Well, I love to talk. I love to motivate. I love to inspire. And so I started working, you know, doing the Uber driving, and I discovered that people were getting in my car and literally opening up to me, telling me their stories. And I thought, wow, what an amazing opportunity for me to empower in the car, for me to take people to the next level of thought in themselves and leave them with a lasting impression and tools to help them in their own lives. And I even said that, you know, I'm going to create a book called Moonlighting as an Uber Driver.
That is so wonderful. And I love how you were able to take this experience and not only have it benefit you as the driver, but then to also help to benefit those who were, you know, driving in your car, for them to get, you know, an empowerment lesson is so special. And I'm sure they weren't expecting that when they came in, what they were in for. And that's just so, that's very cool to me that you were able to do that.
Well, you know, I always say that you attract those that which you are. And so when you open yourself up to more, when you open yourself to get out of the way of the how and to simply allow good and greater good, the people that you're pulling into your life are ready at some level to receive a message. And so that's really been what's happening in the car for me is that those people, you know, we're already seeking inside themselves. And I say what you're seeking is already seeking you. So they just got in the car and, you know, were ready to hear what needed to be said. And they walked away from the experience, me lifted and them lifted. So it was a union of both of us.
That is so incredible, and what an inspiring story to start off our conversation. We are going to go to our first break, but there are ways that we want you to connect with us. Go to facebook.com/womeninvesting, or on Twitter, you can use a few hashtags, #womeninvest, #girlsinvest. We also have #empoweringwomen and #empoweringgirls. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the State of Women Radio Network, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on women and girls.
And welcome back to Women Investing in Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe, and we are going to get right back to our conversation with our guest today, Sherry Gideons, the president and CEO of Sherry Gideons International. Now, before we went to the break, we talked a little bit about Sherry's background, her journey to self-discovery, as well as how her work for empowerment through Uber is helping, you know, a lot of people find how they can become a better version of themselves. Now, Sherry, you do more than empower entrepreneurs. You help to empower many people through the expanded Women Global community. So I'd like to know what encouraged you to start something like this, and if you can explain what this community is.
Well, first of all, if you think about it, we're not the same people today that we were last year or the year before that or even 10 years before that. I mean, we all expand and grow because as we learn more about ourselves and the clearer we get about what makes us happy, what fulfills us, what, you know, is our passion, then we get to the heart of ourselves. And, you know, being 50 years old, I just turned 50 years old this year. And, you know, more importantly than anything, I wanted to live to be the real me, to be my authentic self. So Expanded Woman is about empowering women, young women, and girls to be their authentic selves, to live their best lives, to love who they are, and to be part of a community globally that is sharing ideas and insights, that we discuss current women's issues and some of the things that we go through emotionally and how we can reach for more, that we are literally worthy and deserving of reaching for more, and that there is enough, and we can connect each other's resources in order to expand this higher self and expand this life that we're worthy and deserving of.
That's so fantastic. Now, how are women able to do this? How do they learn to become, a better person and live a more fulfilled life?
Well, the first step is like anything else, to help them get clear about what it is they want. Because, I mean, in order to go forward in all of our lives, we have to be more clear about what feels good. Because a lot of us don't realize that, you know, if we go back to all the philosophers that have ever come to our planet, their primary message has been, be present now, live in the moment. And what that's revealing to each of us is who we're being. A lot of us don't understand that we are literally all energy. And as a result of that, when we walk into any environment, we feel the vibes in the environment, just as I am feeling the vibes of you on the phone as I'm speaking to you right now, and it feels really good, and I'm aware of it. Well, when we're putting out negativity or we're putting out not enough, that's emitting a vibration. And so how do we raise those vibrations? We do it by being more aware of what's showing up in front of us. If an experience of frustration or stress or arguing with somebody or even things like a ticket or a bill is showing up in front of us, it's how we respond to it that either creates more of it or obviously pushes it away. Well, one of the things Expanded Woman really focuses on is giving women and young girls tools to be more aware in the moment. What are things that they can do in order to change that feeling that they're aware of? And then little step I give people is the simple question. When they notice that these things are showing up in front of them, they can say to themselves, what is it I really want? And in that moment, using myself as an example, one of the things I would say would be, what I really want is to travel the world and help people of all ages discover their greatness. What I really want is to travel to these amazing destinations and do what I do best, which is to talk and communicate. Ooh, that feels good. Ooh, what, you know, do you see what I'm saying? So as I'm talking about it, it's causing that feeling of feeling good. And what I put out, I pull more back to me of that same vibration.
Terrific. And Sherry, you actually, I feel like you're touching on the different aspects of Expanded Woman that make it so successful, is having these types of retreats and workshops all over the world to try to help these women empower themselves. So what types of things have you seen help these women, and what kinds of transformations do you see once they participate in these types of retreats and workshops and things of that matter?
Well, what I see more than anything is people open up to the awareness that they're worthy and deserving of more. Literally that they are worthy and deserving of anything that they can imagine. But more than that, I notice that people are more aware of what's going on in their daily environments. Because think about it for a second. We teach people how to treat us. And if we're allowing ourselves to be in certain environments that don't feel good, you know, then a lot of times we feel drained and stressed and depressed. And so I'm finding that women are walking away from these experiences and they're making more positive choices about life. And not only that, they're doing things that are positive for other people as well by sharing that, because they're more aware of feeling good and that they want to create good throughout the day.
Awesome. Now, if you are just now tuning into our show, you're listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls. We are talking with Sherry Gideons about empowering yourself and how she helps to empower women through the Expanded Women Global Community. Now, Sherry, where can different Expanded Women chapters be found?
Well, right now we've been developing them in, prior to this, we were developing them in Los Angeles. And having moved to Phoenix in the last year, I have just now been really connecting with other women to bring them here. Now, I'd like to see them eventually, obviously, be worldwide. So my partner, woman by the name of Amrita Holden, her and I right now are creating them in Chicago and Dallas. We have an event planned in October 23rd, in Los Angeles in Long Beach. And we'll be doing an event there then. Now, we also have what we call the Expanded Woman Entrepreneurial Awards Ceremony. And what that really entails is women worldwide in our communities, philanthropists and leaders who are women of impact, who are creating this way of living and sharing it with others. And so we're going to be honoring them, and they're going to be sharing with women and young girls, you know, how they did it.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. Now, it would be a great thing to be a part of this community. And I'm sure that you might come across people that feel like they have it all under control, that they, you know, they feel that they already understand life and how to expand oneself. But is there always something to learn about how to be a better version of yourself?
Oh, absolutely. Because think about it for a second. We all have different levels of fear. We all have different levels of judgment. And if you really look at it, everything is relative. So we personalize everything, you know, according to ourselves. And so as we are more aware of how we do that and how we behave in that way, what is happening is we're always expanding and learning about ourselves, how we can let what I call fragmented parts of ourself go, because they're no longer serving us.
Mm-hmm. So how can our listeners learn more about this? Where can they get more information?
Well, they can get more information on my website, which is expandedwoman.com.
All right. Well, you heard it right there. We are going to go to another break, but remember, there are many ways that you can connect with us. Go to facebook.com/womeninvesting. You can also go on Twitter and use #womeninvest, #girlsinvest, or #wefore she. We also encourage you to connect with Sherry, and you can go to, on Twitter, you can use the #SherryGideons, and you can also use the #expandedwoman. So we will be right back. Thank you.
You're listening to the State of Women Radio Network, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on women and girls, with your host, Michelle Jaffe.
Welcome back to Women Investing in Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe, and we are talking to our guest today, Sherry Gideons, the president and CEO of Sherry Gideons International. Now, before we went to the break, we talked about Sherry's work with empowerment, but she also does a lot to help people become the best version of themselves and to live a better life. And she does this through a few different ways that we will get to talking to right now. So, Sherry, first of all, you are the host and creator of the Whole Life Living Radio Network. And I'd love to learn more about this network and, you know, what inspired you to create this?
Well, as with anything, I mean, I love helping others. I mean, that's what I love doing more than anything in the world. And I wanted to share different areas of living a whole life with people on a variety of different levels. And so I got to thinking about, well, how could I do that? And I started to put together living the best life through health and wellness, through millionaire mentors, billionaire icons, and sharing how they got to where they were, how they got to the level of greatness, you know, in themselves. And, you know, for example, one of the interviewers I had on my show was Dr. John DeMartini from the movie The Secret. And I asked him point blank, I said, you know, what is the one simple thing that everyone who's listening today could take away from this interview? And he said the number one key thing is to value yourself, because he says that we cannot achieve or attract anything in our lives until we value who we are, and we can't have what we don't have the mental equivalent of. We have to believe we're worthy and deserving to do it. So, as I said, whole life living is about, you know, simple conversations about life mastery and about living our greatness, about living our excellence. And we went broad with it because we wanted it to be in food and cuisine. We wanted it to be in career alternatives and personal development. And then, you know, with a lot of the areas we deal with on an individual level, which is money. We all need money, you know?
Right. Now, part of becoming the best version of oneself is understanding that life is sort of like a journey. It's full of ups and downs. So how does one maintain positivity and focus on goals even while experiencing hardship? I know that this topic is also covered in some of the past shows that you've done. So could you explain, you know, how people are able to recover from different hardships? How can they come up from the downs?
Well, I mean, I could use my personal story as an example. I mean, many people, when they hear my story, I mean, they're like, I mean, their tongues are hanging out because they can't believe that I overcame such, you know, extremes and adversity. I mean, and that's why I'm able to be the storyteller and communicate at the level that I do, because, I mean, I've been, in a nutshell, married, divorced, drug addicted, bulimic, anorexic, had money, lost money, been obese, walked the streets homeless twice, you know, have been a pro bodybuilder, had two near-death experiences. And it was from these experiences that, you know, I chose to reach up to a greater, grander idea of myself. Now, in one of the instances, I gave birth to twins at 39, and I had a massive heart attack a week after delivery. And I was told I was going to die in 6 months without a heart transplant. And rather than, you know, connect to the appearance of what I call disease or dis-ease, I immediately said, I'm going to heal to 100%. And the doctor at first was thrown back, and he says, you know, we need to look at this realistically. And I said, well, then you don't know me. I said, I'm reaching for the best case scenario. And that is exactly what I did. I owned a health club at the time, and I went back to the health club, and people, of course, you know, their habit of thinking was to go in the direction of the drama. What are you going to do? Are you going to, you know, develop a, what do they say, a will for yourself? Who's going to take care of your babies? And I would say to them, listen, how about we talk about how I'm going to win, how I'm going to outweigh the odds, how I'm going to persevere, how I'm only going to act as if I'm whole, perfect, and complete. And that's exactly what I did. I exercised when I was told not to, but I didn't, I mean, let's just say this. I did not go overboard. I did movement. I went into my imagination every single day, and I imagined that my heart was pumping perfectly. And I imagined that blood was flowing in and out of my heart perfectly. And on top of that, I saw every cell being regenerated, and I acted as if it was already so. So I kept reaching for whole health, despite the appearance, despite the struggle, despite the adversity. And literally within 3 years, I never needed the heart transplant. I healed from 30% heart function to 100%. And then now today, I just had my, all my yearly heart tests run about 3 months ago. And now they cannot show any signs of me ever having had any heart attacks.
Wow. That's incredible. Congratulations for that really great news. That's amazing.
Yeah, but I don't have anything that you don't have yourself. I mean, that's the beauty of what I do and what I'm so passionate about is I help others to access that within themselves, to recognize that no matter what the appearance is that's showing up in our life, that we have a choice to reach up. And so how do we connect with the feelings of what that is? You know, we have to choose it.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that truly this all starts from a mindset to succeed and to persevere.
It's completely a mindset. Because if you think about it, if I asked you the question, when you think a thought, don't you feel a feeling when you think a thought?
Right.
Okay. So if your mindset is in the lower direction, which we could call what I said earlier, you know, negativity, not enough, lack and limitation, scarcity, you know, judgment. We emit feelings or vibes that cause effects in our life. But if we begin to recognize the type of mindset that we're having in the moment, and rather than respond to those sort of experiences that show up, but we merely observe and we're like, whoa, wait a minute. Is that really who I choose to be? Is that really who I'm being and where my mindset is? And then we make a choice and we choose to say what I said to you earlier. Who I really choose to be is, and then start declaring that. And as you do, your whole entire mindset shifts. And if you notice, your attention is moved towards what you really want, which begins to emit a feeling of good, a feeling of, you know, connection and a clearer awareness of what you really want.
Right. I mean, instead of taking the words of someone else, for instance, if you would have taken the words of, you know, your doctor and not exercise and, you know, to be, I mean, quote unquote, realistic about your situation, you wouldn't be where you are right now. So the important thing, then what you're saying is to take control of yourself and to be responsible for your own future and your own health and well-being. And that is truly, you know, it's magical what a mindset can do for you and how you can really repair yourself from the inside out, right?
Oh, absolutely. And not only that, to train yourself to reach for goodness, just like brushing your teeth every day. I mean, we have the habit of brushing our teeth every day, and it's a habit we've formed. Why can't we form the habit of reaching for goodness, of, you know, creating that mindset where literally we are only saying good and greater good, good and greater good.
Mm-hmm. I think that's terrific. And we encourage all of our listeners, and anybody else to let someone know how powerful they are and, you know, the great things that they can do for themselves just by changing your mindset and to think more positively instead of negatively. Mm-hmm. We are going to go to another break, but remember that it doesn't have to stop here. You can connect with us on social media. Go to facebook.com/womeninvesting. You can use the hashtag womeninvest and hashtag girlsinvest. You can also use the hashtags empowering women and empowering young girls. Once again, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the State of Women Radio Network, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on women and girls.
And welcome back to Women Investing in Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe, and we are talking with our guest today, Sherry Gideons, President and CEO of Sherry Gideons International. Before we went to the break, we talked about Sherry's work in helping people become the best versions of themselves and how they can live a better life. Now, Sherry, you have lived a life like you talked before. You know, you had your ups, you had your downs. You really had quite a journey many times in your life. You experienced both success and failure just like anyone else. But how should someone approach both success and failure?
Well, first of, as I said, you know, more than anything, it's about recognizing that you are worthy and deserving at all levels, you know, even with failure and success. And the more that you learn to accept yourself, to love yourself, even when you have the challenges, you know, we have the tendency as human beings, when we make a mistake, you know, we want to beat ourselves up. We want to start to ask ourselves, gosh darn it, why did we do that? And, you know, we put so much attention on what's wrong with us. But, you know, even as we approach and expand, you know, to different levels of success in ourselves, it's about recognizing the journey and enjoying it along the way. I mean, as I said, learning to, you know, put out that energy of joy and the areas of yourself that you're a gift. I mean, if you think about it, when we really set ourselves up to be the real us, we begin to pull others to us that, you know, are in alignment with us. And as we approach success, it begins to get fun. We get to be truly the little girls that we are. And I mean, even to the point where, you know, I have allowed myself to play full out to the point where I sometimes, when I'm laughing so hard, I snorkel like a little pig, and I know it sounds silly, but that's really me letting myself be free and not censoring who I am, but allowing, you know, my thoughts and my beliefs to be in alignment with who I truly am, which is I believe I'm a gift, and I'm here to share that with others, just as others are here to share their gift and who they truly are with me.
Mm-hmm. I think this is truly such great insight that you're providing here. And I want to bring up the idea, the point that a lot of people might know that, you know, when kids are younger, then they tend to have, you know, less confidence. They feel unsure of themselves. You just talked about the difference between success and failure and, you know, how you can come back from a down and create a highlight for yourself. You know, a lot of kids struggle with that, and I believe that parents can help with that. So what do you believe the role of parents have, you know, in making sure that their children live the lives that they should be living with confidence and that they have the mindset to do anything that they want to?
Well, I think right now it's a time that is more important than anything to raise powerful girls. I mean, I am a mother of three girls and I'm a grandmother of a 2.5-year-old granddaughter. And my oldest is almost 27 years old. But as I mentioned earlier, I had twins at 39. So they will be 11 this Thursday. And so I had a real second chance to look at the difference between what I had done with my daughter who's grown and how to empower these 11-year-old twins from the awareness and the woman I am today, or the woman that I've been over the last 11 years, you know, to where they are right now. And what I really discovered, you know, as a health club owner, because I was working with women and young girls teaching different exercise programs and empowerment programs, I learned that, you know, they were looking at different self-image issues. They were worried about what other people thought. And their views about themselves, you know, were not really that good. And so one of the things that I've done with the twins is that from the day they were born, I've whispered in their ears, thank you for coming. And every single day, they can't stand it, but they get it now. I tell them, do you know how special you are? Do you know how powerful you are? Do you know how much you have to offer the world? And so that's really what I've done with these two girls. I've had an opportunity to share with them that you teach people how to treat you. So if you walk into an environment and something doesn't feel good, or somebody is behaving in a way that, you know, doesn't fit in alignment with your values, then be willing to own your own power and walk away, you know, because it's important for them to know that they can walk away. Now, the other thing that I've done a lot with the twins is that I've really helped them to understand how important it is to share their feelings. I mean, so many of us as adults, I mean, a lot of the reasons why we experience some of the struggles we go through is because we're so down on ourselves and we suppress our feelings. We stuff everything down. And that's how so many sicknesses and illnesses develop. So with our kids, we really want to help and encourage them to share their feelings and also to be there for others as well. You know, to reach out to others and share with them, you know what, it's okay to be yourself. It's okay to say what you feel. And it's okay to show up as you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like we said before, it's all about having a healthy mindset. And if you're able to instill that in someone from a young age, you truly are building a character that is going to be so much more empowered and confident as an adult. And, you know, maybe they won't have as many of those fears of sharing your emotions, or, you know, fear of facing a hardship, that they'll have the tools that they need in order to be successful, right?
Oh, absolutely. And not only that, I mean, the important part is to encourage them to pursue a passion. I mean, about a year ago, I really encouraged the girls to, you know, start their own business. And they were creating that rubber band jewelry. And it was so amazing, the little things that they were creating. They were creating little animal keychains, and they were creating these really intricate bracelets and stuff. And so I said to them, I said, well, you know what, why don't we start a business? And they said, well, who's going to want to buy this stuff? And I said, wait a minute, girls. I said, you know what? There may be lots of people out there that love this kind of stuff and have fun. And so we sat for about a week and we thought about a name, and we decided to call it Supergirls Sparkle.
And awesome.
And we started letting them have a vendor table at the events. And I'll tell you what empowered them more than anything is they had their own vendor table right in the middle of the room. And they sold about $150 worth of their rubber band jewelry the first day.
That's wow. They must have been so excited about that, to be next to vendors, and there might be adults next to them that are struggling to sell their items, and their product of their creativity is proving to be so successful. So that must have been such a great thing for them to experience.
Oh yeah, that, and along with managing their own money. I mean, they had their own money purse that day, and, you know, were making change, and, you know, and then of course, you know, at the end of the day, they come so proud and empowered that, Mom, look, this is how much we made, and everybody said they loved our jewelry.
Amazing, amazing. Now, before we go, we want to learn from you. Do you have any upcoming projects that you'd like to share with us today?
Well, right now, as I said, I mean, I have some amazing projects that are coming up with Expanded Woman. I mean, right now we've been given an opportunity to put together an entire empowerment program with one of the top leading advisors for the UN. So we're in the middle of putting that together. I mentioned that on the 23rd of October, we are having our Women of Impact Entrepreneurial Award Ceremony, and that'll be held in Long Beach. And right now we're creating ecotourism in different locations such as Bali and We're going to have one in Haiti. So that's all listed on the website at expandedwoman.com.
That's such great and very exciting things coming up and in your way. So we definitely wish you success on all of those. And you're so inspirational, and we were so glad to have you as part of our program today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Now, remember, we do want you to connect with us. Go to facebook.com/womeninvesting or use the hashtag womeninvest, hashtag girlsinvest, hashtag expandedwomen, and hashtag empoweringwomen. Now, thank you for listening. You've been listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls. This show is produced by the State of Women Radio Network, the first radio network for women and girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls with Michelle Jaffe. Download our shows on iTunes or listen on demand right here on thestateofwomen.com, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on delivering the latest trends in investing, entrepreneurship, and global women's issues by and for women and girls.